So, church, from time to time, there is a song that we like to sing together. I bet some of you know it. I bet some of you love it, right? There's a song that says, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Amen. Yes. Now, that great song paints a picture of a future joy that we have before us. It tells us of a promise of a coming celebration, a day when everything will finally make sense as we see the full glory of Christ. Now, in that song, there are many biblical images that emphasize the joy of our faith in Jesus, and that one day we'll gather with the saints of old, saints of today, and the saints of tomorrow, and all of us will tread the streets of gold together. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Amen. Amen. But here is the question I think Resurrection Sunday wants us to ask. What if that day has already started today? What if that day has already started? Let me give you a small theological reminder, sisters and brothers. Every Sunday, whether it's Easter Sunday or not, every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. A little Easter, if you will. It's a celebration that Christ is risen. And what that tells us is that resurrection isn't a once a year reminder. It is a everyday way of living. But I know today's the big Easter, right? This is the big one. Look at the choir. They're all dressed up, looking all spiffy and everything. Don't they look good? All right. We decorated. Look, we don't usually decorate like this. This is the big one, right? Well, because it is, because maybe I have your attention a little bit more than usual. I want to offer something to you that I think you'll appreciate. What a day of rejoicing this is. Because the same Jesus we can't wait to see one day is already here in this room. Not just in some heavenly picture, but in the faces and in the voices of every single person sitting right next to you this morning. What a day of rejoicing it is, because you're already with some of those saints of God. Amen? Now, one of the best ways that we grow in faith, that we learn to mature in our love for God, Jesus says, what's the most important thing to do? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. And one of the most important ways that we can learn to do that is by learning to see the face of Jesus in all the people you meet. Now, I know some people a little bit, it's harder to do, right? But what if it's our job to see what they can't see yet? And that as we learn to see Jesus in all the people we meet, we will learn to see where our Lord is today. So let me say it plainly this morning. I don't just see a crowd today. I see reflections of Jesus. Reflections of our Lord and Savior. Because if resurrection is real, and sisters and brothers, I have staked my life on it, my entire life on it being real. And if it is real, then Jesus doesn't just stay trapped in a tomb or even in heaven. He has to show up in people. And I'm going to show you something, remind you of something, if you've seen it, that relates to this familiar story of Jesus' resurrection that, I don't know, maybe we don't always notice these kind of little details when we think we have the story already figured out. But I want to remind you that first resurrection morning, it didn't begin with all the fanfare that we're used to, right? It didn't begin with everybody dressing up and getting to church all early and getting everything ready. That first Easter morning, the women came early, grieving the loss of their teacher, whom they had just seen was crucified a few days ago. And as they came to the tomb, there was a great earthquake that interrupted that, that felt like, here goes one more thing that we have to deal with this weekend. You ever felt like that? And then these angels appear, and these women, they see the empty tomb. Now, Matthew doesn't tell us exactly what those women went to go do. We can piece some things together and say that they were going to help keep the body, to tend to the body, but for sure, they were not expecting to encounter a risen Lord. They were not ready to see somebody who walked out of a grave. Oh, but sisters and brothers, sometimes God breaks into the silence of our lives in a most powerful way. Amen. Some of you know what that feeling is. Some of you know what it's like when God breaks into that. I don't mean to say that God breaks in at your right time, like when you want God to, but God will break through. God sees what we are walking through, what we're holding, and what we are enduring. And watch this, sisters and brothers. When God sees all of that that we're holding and carrying and that's burdening us, God always meets us with life. That's the celebration today. Celebration is the life that we have in Jesus' name. Another place Jesus would say, because I live, you will live also. Not just someday, but right now. Not just in heaven, but even right here at Kelsey. Some of us are alive this morning, amen. And not just spiritually, but in real places that you thought were dead. Now, I say all that because I want to show you something. I want you to pay attention to Jesus this morning, Jesus in the story. I want you to pay attention to what Jesus does in the resurrection story. A lot of times we say that on Easter Sunday, Jesus, he arose, right? He arose, right? That Jesus did this great thing. No. God did this great thing and brought Jesus back. But let me show you what Jesus did, okay? So, you heard the story. The ladies are there. They've gone to see the tomb. The angels tell the women that Jesus has been raised, and the women were to go tell the other disciples what happened. But on their way is when they encountered Jesus. Now, this is funny to me. I hope it's funny to you as well. They had already been told about what God had done, even though it may have sounded crazy. And as they're going to do what the angel said to do, they encounter Jesus, and the first thing that Jesus said to them was, hello. Greetings. I mean, we don't really do that anymore. We don't say greetings. We say, hello. Think about it. We've gone from Thursday night, all that stuff Jesus had to say. You understand what I have done for you? You're going to deny me. We've gone to Friday. Father, forgive them. They're a bunch of knuckleheads. Gone through all that. Sunday morning, here comes this earthquake. He sees his disciples and he says, hello. Isn't that awesome? I think it's awesome because after going through all of that, after going through the cross and experiencing the power of God, Jesus is with his friends again. And that tells me, sisters and brothers, that resurrection, it's not about information. It's about an encounter. Jesus, hello, is our reminder that God invites us into this life with Jesus. The Lord greets us and welcomes us. And if you want to see Jesus this Easter, don't just look up, look around. Hey, don't just look up, look around. Go on, look around. You know what you're seeing, sisters and brothers? You are seeing the risen Lord. You see the risen Lord in the people that you meet. And not just on a happy day like today, but you see that presence of God in people who are hurting, and people who have been overlooked, and people who have been counted out. And through his people, the risen Christ is telling all of us today, hello, here I am. And may his hello resurrect something in you today. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. Thanks be to God.